This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good song.
I'm 22 now, but
great album.
Be for long. Time hurries on, and the leaves that are green.
So, how are the leaves doing in your neck of the woods, depending on where you are in the country?
So beautiful.
Yeah. They still haven't changed much here where I am in central Massachusetts. I was up in upstate New York this weekend, and it was a little more colorful than it is here. But honestly, I'm looking around. I have three windows in my studio, and I look out over the back pasture and into the wooded area, and most everything is still green. Part of that is because of all the rain that we've had this year, but it's not really... The temperature has been very moderate, in the mid to upper 60s, and at night in the mid to upper 40s, so that's not going to bring about, like 50, that's 51 here now, so that's not going to change. The leaves will thankfully stick around for a long time. It's great psychological stuff, right? I think the leaves on the trees is so healthy psychologically, that bright green. And then, yeah, you can say that about the fall colors, but then after the fall colors, the leaves are all gone.
Oh,
what good is that?
Oh, yeah, it kind of gets, like, dull and gray, but then
I like
a dull gray day because I feel like when there is color anywhere else, it just pops and it becomes so much more vibrant.
Well, Northern Ohio is noted for gray winters.
Heck, yes, it is.
Having had 4 years at Heidelberg in Northwest Ohio, it was dark and dreary.
We are getting to the time of year where I really thrive.
Now, like Elvira, the mistress of the dark. There you go. So, there are a lot of people who have a lot of things going on in their life, and so I would offer this tidbit to those of you who are, I guess most of us are. I'm not going to exclude myself from this because I'm in a couple of circumstances that are trying, and not the least of which is what we all are observing, the things that are going on in the Middle East. So how about we just hold on to the fact that there's always hope, no matter what. There's a science to it, too, the science of hope. The future... Thinking about, thoughts are things. Think about your future. What's going on in the future would be better than what's going on today. There is cause and there's effect. You have learned behavior, but you're still learning about life. So the actions that we see around us that cause the results that we have, they're not permanent. Things change. Go up, go down. In, out, so whatever it is that you're thinking right now, I hope that there's hope in those thoughts. I would like to think that there is. The number of people that are focused on the doom and gloom, certainly this isn't the brightest time, there's no question about that, but there's other stuff. Think about your family. Think about your children, grandchildren, that sort of thing. Or who's around you that you like at work, wherever. Just look at something that's good. That's all. Look at something.
And there is. There really is. It's one of those that we don't see things as they are. We see things as we are.
Uh-huh.
And when you are looking for good, you will find it. When you are looking for the negative, you will find it.
Yep, that's it. So here's something interesting with regard to what's going on in the Middle East. Did you know that Taylor Swift's bodyguard has gone to Israel to join the Israeli military to fight against Hamas?
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yeah. She has a couple of guards. You can imagine somebody like her. She's going to, although I haven't seen when she's with Kelce or Casey or whatever his name is. What's his name?
Travis Kelce.
Kelce, yeah.
Also, Kelce is acceptable, even though it's Kelce.
Kelce, okay, well. Anyway, he doesn't look like he needs to, she doesn't need a bodyguard when he's around, apparently. So, Anyway, this guy said, I can't stand on the sidelines. So he said, I'm taking off. See you later, alligator.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, that's conviction, right? Isn't conviction the, that's the whole thing, having conviction.
And when he returns, he will still have a job. And I'm sure that she's probably still paying him in his absence, too. She's one of those many people, not enough, but there are many celebrities or notable public figures who, once you start working for them, you will always have a job unless you really screw it up.
Yeah. I was looking at the front of the Israeli, the English, English newspaper in Jerusalem, Jerusalem Post. There's a big front page, bring them back story with pictures of the people who are captives on the other side. It's pretty intense when you look at that. And so Hamas on the other side is beginning to release videos of the people that they have taken hostage, the people they've kidnapped from Israel, so as to calm some of this stuff down. There were 199 people taken the same day they killed 1,300. And we've all seen the stories and heard the stories about what Hamas did with the children, with the women, with the toddlers. But there was a new video that was released showing a young woman lying in bed, getting medical treatment. Her arm is wrapped up. She's obviously had some surgery to stabilize what could have been, whatever it was going on with her arm. There's another shot of her that you can see. She's sitting up and facing the camera, telling her name and her age. She was taken into Gaza from a city in southern Israel from the event, the musical event. And she said, she tells her name and where she's from. And she's kind of composed. And so, okay, they're trying to put a good face on their brutality, I guess, much as anything else. And, you know, a lot you can remember the days, there are days, you see these in movies sometimes, but certainly also look back in conflicts where people who are captured by the other side would sit in front of a camera and they'd be told to tell this story or say that thing. And if you didn't, we'll, you know, cut off your leg or we'll kill your children or whatever it is. So that's what you do.
Or people who have been held hostage and put to work and have been with their captors for so long, they start to kind of develop a type of empathy for their captors.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, Netanyahu invited Biden to come over and see what was going on. Biden and Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, will go around and go to the Egyptian border, going to the Saudi Arabia. They're going to visit a number of different countries, actually. And who knows what that will look like. The whole thing about understanding the map, this is what's fascinating. And I remember when we went into Iraq, people didn't even know where Iraq was. They didn't know anything about what was in the Middle East, which is shame on us and our world history courses that most people take when they're in the ninth grade, right? So the border, the northern border, is Lebanon and Syria, up where the Golan Heights are. That's where a lot of activity is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the east side of the West Bank, if you will, is Jordan. And the west side, going down to Gaza, is the Egyptian side. And the amount of, again, at its broadest, Israel's about maybe 75, 80 miles wide. At its narrowest, it's about 40 miles wide. That's the whole country. It's the size of New Jersey. All right? And so when you look at the lands that have been captured in various places, when Israel was first cut out, if you will, of Palestine, that area of the Middle East, after the United Nations decided there needed to be a place for Jews to go, they didn't have as much land as they do now, but with the wars that they've been involved in, especially with Egypt, they got more territory. And that's where Gaza came from. But it's really interesting. Tel Aviv is right on the Mediterranean. Jerusalem is inland about 24, 25 miles to the south and west, south and east of Tel Aviv. And that's where you see, you know, the West Bank, where the Palestinians are, part of old Palestine, which you read about in the Bible, is, you know, if the people of the Middle East were really serious, understanding that nobody likes this. Nobody. There's nobody who likes this situation. But it's what was done. So instead of being jerks about it, the Jordanians are the easiest ones to kind of get along with. The Egyptians have their moments. Syria, no. Syria is the worst. I remember being in northern Israel, and I can hear the next to last time. I remember there was something going on. It wasn't on the Egyptian side, but there was some kind of a border fight. And you up in the Golan Heights, I could hear the bombs going off. And you could see the people traveling across the border. So, anyway, I'm giving you a little history lesson, a little geography lesson. As we look at the situation, and then you think, okay, so how do we make this better? How do we avoid making it worse or letting them make it worse? And that's certainly what a lot of the most of the people in Europe and most people around the rest of the world, with the exception of the Chinese and the Russians, they want it not to get any worse than it is. And, you know, what also the practical side of this is that the Russians are happy to have this going on because it draws attention away from Ukraine. And so who knows what they can. Well, the more the Ukrainians are concerned because they're not getting the help from America that they were getting. So anyway, warships in the eastern Mediterranean, about 100 miles off the coast of Israel. Some of our toughest ships, toughest men, toughest women. The interesting scuttlebutt is that the guy who's the leader of Hezbollah is arguing with the guy who's the leader of Hamas. Hezbollah doesn't want an all-out war because they know what'll happen. But they're not that smart. Hamas is not that smart because they think that they can win. You can't win against Israel. You can't. And they're not going to. So all they want to do is inflict maximum damage, apparently. Who thinks like that? Good God. 18 after the hour.
Oh, I think we're lost again.
Wait, what does that sign over there say?
Caution, wildlife crossing?
No, next to it.
If you're 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. Ouch. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participate in U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
For breakfast, you want something simple and tasty, like the... Taco Bell's finally putting a breakfast taco on the menu? They've had all the ingredients. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, savory sausage, and a grilled tortilla. Just put them in a taco. Nothing simpler and more tasty than a breakfast taco.
Yeah, you've got a point. Okay, grab Taco Bell's all-new toasted breakfast taco. And rewards members get one free every Tuesday till October 31st, only on the app.
Free breakfast taco? Now you're talking.
Taco Bell breakfast, served until 11 a.m.
Offer valid at participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours while supplies last.
Bring smiles to all when shopping online with Dell Technologies Gift Guide. Whether it's for the artist, the entrepreneur, the student, or the streamer, you'll find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Dell.com/gift guide makes gifting easy with a carefully curated selection of our best tech. Shop now to explore our innovative PCs like the XPS 13 laptop, powered by the latest Intel Core processors, plus this season's top accessories. Visit Dell.com/gift guide today to get a jump on your holiday gift list. That's Dell.com/gift guide.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. So Jay and I spend this part of each hour going through various social media connections. Some of them are about celebrities. Some of them are, well, they're always trending. This is an interesting story from Australia. A safety watchdog down there has fined $385,000 for not tackling child abuse content. So there is this. We're back to the freedom of speech thing, and the way I see this. Excuse me. It's up to the other people who are on the social media to discount the things that are said by the people who are crazy, the people who are malcontent, the people who are less than transparent as to where they're from and what their real agenda is. So X and other platforms ought to be, you know, this is part of expression. Got it. And so it's a sticky wicket, no question about that.
Well, it just depends on the laws for the country that it's operating in, where Australia has different laws and regulations than America does. And when it again with a child exploitation and child abuse content, it doesn't matter what country, what continent, what the rules are by the government. It, keep the kids out of this.
But that's up to the individual, is it not? Or is it up to social media? Is it up to X to define how far you can go? That's the sticky wicket.
But isn't it illegal to begin with? Child sexual exploitation, child sexual abuse, live streaming of child sexual abuse, but
that's where you draw the line. Yeah, right, that's where you draw the line.
And that's why they're getting fined.
Yeah, right, because they're not protecting children, even though they say it's their most important thing, but the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah, and they might be allegedly trying to protect the children who are users of the platform. But when it comes to the content itself, the child abuse content, it's not enough is being done.
It's so frustrating to think that there are people like this in the world. That's what more annoys me than anything else. And it's more than being annoyed. I want to get rid of them, frankly. I just want them to go away somehow or other. Get rid of them.
Yeah, and I feel like they kind of do to a degree. It's almost like this unspoken rule in prison that if there's an inmate that is there because of child sexual abuse and stuff, they are not going to last long.
Nope.
All right, here's the news from LinkedIn. They're laying off 600 workers, 3% of the workforce. The this LinkedIn, by the way, if you didn't know, is owned by Microsoft. This is engineering, finance team, that sort of thing. Talent changes are difficult, so they say, but we've got to manage our business. Yeah, this happens in business all the time. Layoffs, then hires. Look at what happens at Christmas time. All the people, the workforce increases by 7-8% from now until Christmas. And then those people are all back on the street again.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of employees are unemployed the day after Christmas. And that's just part of the ebb and flow of the economy. It doesn't make it easier, it doesn't make it better, but that's the reality. So I don't see anything.
Yeah, well, especially when you have a company of this magnitude where 600 workers, that's a lot of workers. And then you think of it of, well, that's only 3% of their workforce.
Yeah, right. All right, here's the story from Nebraska University undergraduate student made history by using AI to read a section of a 2,000-year-old scroll on papyrus. Luke Ferriter is the student's name. First person to decipher a word from these ancient scrolls as part of a challenge at Vesuvius College. The challenge is kind of a competition for people who use modern technology to figure out the secrets of ancient papyrus scrolls.
A time and place for AI. This is it.
Yep, right, exactly. So that's technology.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is taking Air Force One to Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said yesterday a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the president will take place tomorrow. Biden is expected to meet with Netanyahu and other Israeli leaders. U.S. officials have discussed with Egypt ways to get humanitarian aid to Palestinian civilians in Gaza. So far at this time, none of the Arab countries in the region are willing to take in Gaza refugees. Former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy says he feels good about Ohio Republican Jim Jordan's chances to become House Speaker. McCarthy said he's focused on getting Jordan elected today on the House floor. Jordan was nominated by Republicans late last week and has been working on getting support from holdouts. Jordan needs 217 votes to be elected Speaker and to get Congress up and running again. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
Sweater weather, yeah? I like wearing sweaters. I do that. I have this collection of sweaters that I wear on the farm, Jay. They've been attacked by the moths, so they're full of holes. But they still keep me warm.
You know, some people would pay good money to buy a sweater like that.
Oh, put them up on Facebook. Let people buy them.
There you go. Tell them it's
grease and all. Yeah, exactly. All right, 34 at the hour. It is the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, with a thought about how to not judge others. It's hard to do. We all do it. We all judge people. Why do we do it? Are we doing it because we think we're going to help by judging people and saying, okay, this is something that I've noticed about you, and maybe we can do something together that will help your situation? There's that kind of an encounter. And then there are the other encounters where people, I remember my stepmother, for example, one of the most judgmental persons I ever met in my life. Mm-hmm. And it drove a real wedge between her and my two children and, frankly, me. But that's the way some people are. And it's mostly because they're fearful. They don't know. They have preconceptions about people or circumstances. And so most of the information that comes from being a judge is frequently incomplete. Like some people don't want to be around those who are a different religion. Some people don't want to be around those who are poor. Some people don't want to be around those who are wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Poverty is seen as sometimes a signifier of laziness. And that's not true. And maybe sometimes true, but mm-hmm. Yeah, right, exactly. But what do you get out of judging people? It's your own insecurities. If you look in the mirror, it is something, and I don't mean, I suppose I'm sounding a little judgmental myself here as I go through this stuff. And it's not to be na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, but we all catch ourselves thinking or behaving judgmentally. That's my point here. Maybe ask yourself.
Well, our brains are wired to make automatic judgments on others' behaviors. It's a psychological thing, and it's scientifically proven that it's also how we move through the world without spending as much time and energy. Like, our bodies are created, including our brains, are created to work smarter, not harder. The problem is we get into this habit of judging people before we even experience their behaviors. We judge mm-hmm. people based on what we are actually seeing. And if you've ever noticed, too, with yourself, Doug, and I've noticed this with me, that I will judge people based on my current mood, too.
Yeah,
like, sometimes, it's again, we don't see things as they are. We don't see people as they are. We see things as we are. We see people as we are. The kind of mood. How often have you even maybe read an email and you're in a bad mood, so you read it like the person's yelling at you, and they're not? I have. Yeah. I've done that myself. I've received text messages where I respond to somebody, and they're like, well, clearly you're in a bad mood, so I'll just talk to you later. And I'm thinking, what just happened?
Oh, no, but I think that's right. It is. I can point to, I don't usually send those memos to you. I think once in a while your father will get something from me, not aimed at him, but he'll be able to read between the lines and know that things aren't traveling down the pike at the right, in the right way. And that brings me around to thinking about children. You know, we're talking about adults as being judgmental. But what do you do to keep children, or even conscious about your attitude towards some things, rubbing off on your children or your grandchildren? And so I was looking at, I was in the Target store the other day, and there's this big section of toys for children that are aimed at, it says sort of see something, say something on them. It's not aimed at the thing from Homeland Security, but still, the good and the bad of it is training youngsters to be more observant, right? You know, notice the caterpillar on the driveway, or notice the leaves, if you will, that are changing, or notice the dog has a sore on her ear, or whatever it is. But mm-hmm. looking around and observing your world. And as you get older, the world gets bigger. Right now, I have Brendan in our conversation last night. I'm beginning to I'm back on my travel schedule, as I've been captivated on the farm all summer, and it's my choice. I love being on the farm in the summer, but I also miss being around my children. And most of the time now, they come out for a few weeks in the summertime, but I haven't seen any of them for a couple of months. So I'm eager. It's my son's birthday, and so we have all of these events that we celebrate together, no matter what. And obviously it's much easier for me to go there than it is for them all to pack up and come here. Plus, I like to travel. I like going out there. I love the energy of Southern California. I don't care much for the political realities, but I love, mm-hmm. I just love being in Southern California. Anyway, so back to the children and what they learn from you. And Jasper, who's going to be 2 in December, is now very vocal. So Brendan picks him up and puts him in front of the screen, and he says to me, "Hi." With that big eye. And he sticks his fingers in his mouth. He knows that I'm going to be pleased, because he's just learning how to, you know, he's learning how to speak because he gets reactions to what he's saying. And that's how we learn. And again, that's what he's seeing. And so we're encouraging him to do the, you know, to observe and to speak and listen to what we're saying, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it brings me around to this thing in traveling. I'm going to be more aware of it because every time you walk into the airport, no matter where you are, if you see something, say something. And so apparently there is a new Homeland Security effort or a focus because, frankly, of the, it's really, it's not silly at all. But when you think about, we've let our borders become porous. So all these people are coming in, and who the heck knows? I mean, this thing started, I believe, after 9/11. The Homeland Security folks saying, you know, if you see something, say something. So anyway, right now their focus is on human trafficking. And that's very important stuff. We all know what's going on. The problem's getting worse and worse and worse. So listen to this.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
A warning, watch your step?
No, next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Game Flings.
Game Flings. My love had a name. But more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Game Flings. Seriously good scent. Game Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.
43 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program with Jay Kirschner. Let's meet some American girls, shall we? Here's Lila, an American girl. She was Girl of the Year, or apparently is the girl they have. She is the current Girl of the Year. Loves horseback riding, gymnastics. Lila Manetti is her name. So she has become the Girl of the Year. And is this something that is like a Barbie?
It's a little bigger than a Barbie. It is a doll. A little bit bigger, almost like baby doll size, but yeah. They appear a little bit older than baby dolls. They are fantastic. I remember back in my day, we had four.
Yeah, and there
we
you
had,
go.
Yeah, we had
back
Molly
in my
and Samantha
day.
And
yes,
Kristen, and I think we got Felicity once somewhere in there. And now there are so many. I don't even know how many there are, but they're so cool.
They're cashing in on the Barbie thing, right? Isn't that what that is? Cashing in on the Barbie stuff?
No, I feel like these ones are very different. The American Girl dolls, they definitely are very different, where they have these stories of different eras. Like, my favorite was Samantha Parkington. She was from the Victorian era.
Yeah.
And these are, like, a little bit less than 20 inches tall. But they go through the eras and the decades, and I think there was one sometime within the last 5 years that there was, like, a 90s one. Like, we're already there.
My children loved Paddington Bear, both my daughter and my son.
Was that the one with the yellow raincoat?
Yeah. An English little bear, about 20 inches. That's made me think about it. About 20 inches tall, raincoat, rain hat. Like, very cute, lovable, and easy to talk to. And they're all over the place in England. All right, here's another lady, a real lady, who returned her late stepfather's overdue library book. He took it out 90 years ago. And for her trouble, she got a $5 fine, a late fee.
Aww.
What? The book was Youth and Two Other Stories by Joseph Conrad, checked out in 1933. And apparently the stepdaughter found the book and mailed it back to the library.
They mailed her a bill.
Yeah.
At least it was only $5, but still.
Could have been $6,400 if it had gone by, whatever. But why bother? I mean, that seems kind of silly to me. I think it's cool that they sent it, but it's a story in and of itself without the fine. Mm-hmm. Right? It is just kind of, you know, fine's kind of jerky, I think. But cool that they found the book and sent it back to the library anyway. All right, here's the story of a woman who was a South Carolina lady who had put up some Halloween decorations, but then she took them down. Didn't hesitate at all. Her neighbor is suffering from fatal lung cancer. So when she found that out, you know, people put up their Halloween decorations. Who knows what's going on next door? But anyway, she found out this from the family of the woman next door. She took the casket down. I would think
it was right across the street. So these people, whenever they would leave their house or look out the window, and it was
see the casket.
Not all of the Halloween decorations, but the casket. There was a little graveyard, and the woman whose home it was, she loved Halloween, so she just moved it to the back, in the backyard. And when she posted about it, it was a nice story to see, but it was also really awful, some of the comments where people were like, those people should have minded their own business, or you didn't have to oblige, or you weren't obligated to move any of your stuff. And it's like, if somebody wants to do an act of kindness because they want to do it, who are you to tell them that they're wrong for that?
More acts of kindness, please.
Yes, please.
All right, another woman, this lady's 32, went missing on a cross-country road trip. Her car, Salira, wasn't that New England. The car was found abandoned. Anyway, the authorities in Arizona are looking for this woman. She's been gone for a couple of weeks. Found her car with a couple of flat tires. The lady's name is Chelsea Grimm. Phoenix Police Department is looking for her. She was last seen in Arizona. She was planning to travel across the country from San Diego to Connecticut for a wedding.
Yeah.
And this is the, who knows, did somebody shoot the tires out? White Ford Escape.
The
husband, whether his wife is missing, what does he do?
Oh, the father of the missing woman, and his stepmom was saying how horrible it is. And there were some things that were missing from the car as well. She had a bearded dragon. That's gone. Her wallet wasn't found in the car. Her phone was not found in the car. The sleeping bag was not found in the car. Her camera was left behind. So it makes you wonder, did she try to go find help on foot, or is this something more menacing, like a human trafficking situation?
All right. Well, that's not a pleasant way to end our time talking about women, but time's up. It's 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Top 53 after the hour on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Last week on Good Day Health, we had a conversation with a gentleman named Elon Sobel, who comes to us from a company called Vinia. And because of what he said, Jack, and how he presented it, I wanted him to talk to you because you're the authority when it comes to this sort of thing, at least as far as Good Day Health is concerned. So, Jack Stockwell, say hello to Elon Sobel, and let's talk about the things that are important to talk about when it comes to resveratrol, specifically the stuff that Mr. Sobel's company is putting together.
Oh, absolutely. I'm privileged to be a part of this because I've been a fan of resveratrol for a long time and use it myself on a daily basis. And now I have something, obviously, to look at into a greater depth, the Vinia.com. So, Elon, what is different about the resveratrol product that you're making compared to what else is in the marketplace? Because any time the natural food area runs across... Well, it's actually they haven't. It's not a recent thing. We've known about resveratrol for some time. Tell me what's so good about Vinia.
Well, firstly, it's a pleasure, Dr. Jack, to be on the show together with you and Doug. Put very simply, unlike man, resveratrol is not created equal. There are two types of resveratrol in the resveratrol world. There is trans-resveratrol, which actually is called polygynum, comes from a weed called Japanese knotweed. This, Dr. Jack, is the source of resveratrol of every single product you will find
yes.
on the shelves in the U.S. of A.
Yes.
Our resveratrol, Dr. Jack, is called piceid resveratrol. The piceid resveratrol that we produce actually comes from cells that we take from the skin of the red grape, the flesh of the red grape, and the seed of the red grape. And we grow these cells in bioreactors, industrial-scale bioreactors. And we've been able, through our technology, as being a biotech company, we've been able to get our cells to produce the levels of piceid resveratrol, which are literally significantly higher than what's found actually in the red grape, because we get the cells the right conditions to produce the pie seed. And as a result, we're the only company in the world that can produce pie seed resveratrol from red grapes at an industrial scale. Now, our pie seed has significant advantages versus regular trans resveratrol from Polygonum. Our pie seed resveratrol has much greater solubility. This is well known in the literature. Pie seed resveratrol has 25 times more soluble than regular resveratrol. And as you know, solubility is so important because the actual material has to be solubilized in our intestinal tract in order for it to pass through the blood plasma, to pass through the membrane into our blood plasma and start to work with our cells. And that we call bioavailability. Similar, through our clinical trials, we've been able to demonstrate that it takes 20 minutes to pass through the plasma into, to pass through the membrane into the blood plasma, and we last in the body for 12 hours. Literally, regular resveratrol is in and out of your body in 1 to 2 hours. We last for 12 hours with a peak after 1 hour and a peak after 5 hours. And lastly, we have a clinical trials. We've done a number of clinical trials in our company, all double-blind placebo, all published in peer-reviewed scientific journals. The major clinical trial demonstrated that after taking literally one capsule of Vinia every day for 90 days, we were able to significantly increase the flow-mediated dilation of one's arteries. And with that increase in dilation of arteries, you have more blood flow. And with more blood flow, you have significantly more oxygen and nutrients going to the body tissue and organs. And as you know, blood flow is such a critical part of our body's operating mechanism, and this drives more physical energy, more mental alertness. We're able to maintain blood pressure already within normal ranges, and importantly, reduce the oxidative damage across our cells. So this is really helps us understand the power of Vinia and our pie seed resveratrol versus the rest of the world.
My goodness. Well, you got my attention. I would certainly like to. I would certainly like to try this myself. There, Elon. This is
it's potent.
Yes, it is potent.
It's potent information.
Well, it is, and being a water-soluble compound, it's usually washed out of the body rather quickly. And so, when he says it can hang around for 12 hours, that got my attention.
Yep. All right. Here's what you do if you're interested in getting more, getting closer, if you will, to Mr. Sobel's company. It's called Vinia. You can, it's pretty easy to go to bioharvest.com, which is their website, Vinia.com as well, and check out the flagship product that he's been describing here, Vinia, V-I-N-I-A.com. Thanks to Dr. Jack and to Elon here on the Good Day Health Program, 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.